the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit from the Amen. I'd like to speak about a verse in the letter of St. Paul to Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. بيقول إيه؟ And he, God himself, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. So he, God, gave gifts to the church. Why? For the equipping of the saints. For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for edifying of the body of Christ. دي أفسس 4 صحاح 11 أفسس صحاح 4 11 يقول وهو أعطى البعض أن يكون رسلا وأنبياء ومبشرين وخدام لأجل تكميل القديسين أو تجهيز القديسين لعمل الخدمة لبناء جسد المسيح. He gave some to be apostles, preachers, evangelists, ministers. Why he gives these gifts? There is purpose of giving these gifts. The purpose here is to equip the saints. He gave the saints to equip the saints. To equip them to do what? There is goal for the equipping here. For the work of ministry, the khidma. And what is the goal of the ministry? It defines the body of Christ. So if we understand this verse, this is about the service in the church. And there are many lessons here we need to learn. Minister, يعني يخدم. ولا سألك أعمق من كده مش يعني. إيه؟ لا مش اللي هو التبشير لكن ministry لما تقول ministry of the youth يعني خدمة الشباب مش لما يبعثوا مجموعة في مكان معين يبشر دي مش الخدمة اسمها evangelism اللي هي التبشير والكراس المش اللي هو المجموعة اللي بيروح ministry service يعني service أول ما نبص على الديجرام ده it is about preparing, equipping servants. أختم بالكم. لأن الكلام على فصل أعداد الخدام. يبقى فصل أعداد الخدام ده is not the invention of the church. يعني إحنا we invent a class to prepare the servants. It's mentioned in the Bible. There should be some sort of equipping the saints for the work of ministry, for the service. And what is the goal of the ministry? Define the body of Christ. The first observation about this verse is the word saints. يعني, who are the candidates to be servants? Mean? Saints. يعني, and let me explain here the role of the church. The church بتاخد الأول non-believer وتحوله إلى believer. ولا إيه الأرض؟ ما أعرف ليه ده حكي بس. فلما تحول النار believer الى believer دي اللي بنسميها ايه؟ evangelism. وبعدين تاخد البليفر ده تحوله الى ايه؟ تحوله الى سينت. ده اللي بنسميه السبريتشوال كير. واخدين بالكم؟ وبعدين السينت ده تروح تحوله الى سيرفنت ان ذا تشيرش. That was equipping the saints for the ministers. Equipping ministry. يعني الكنيسة تجيب الغير مؤمن تحول مؤمن. وبعدين المؤمن تعمله قديس. وبعدين من القديسين تختار مين؟ الخدام. يبقى يبان هنا the servant should be selected from among the saints. But maybe, yeah, I saw some of you smile and to laugh when I said this, because I'm sure everybody says, I'm not a saint, so does this mean I'm not qualified to serve, to be a servant? So let us define the saint here. Who is the saint? What's your definition of the saint? Is the saint the person who performed 5 miracles every day? Is this the definition of saint? What's your definition of saint? Servant of God. Yes, and I want a clear definition. This is a very good definition of this life. Dedicated or consecrated to God. So if I'm not consecrating or dedicated or I'm not a saint. كنت بسنتي. ما بعرفش اختار ايه. ولا واحد فينا يبقى خادم. المؤمنين. طب لو انا بعمل خطية. بس انا ايه لو انا عامل خطية او عايش ايه ده يبقى انا عشان This is a key word. The saint is the person who lives the life of repentance. That's the key word. Because nobody is without sin, even if his life on earth but a single day. وزي ما انتوا سمعتوا مني انا متاكد قلتها هنا 20 مره قبل كده. الفرق بين واحد بيغسل هدومه وواحد ما بيغسلش هدومه. كلنا كنا بتتوسخ. لكن لما بغسل هدومي, when I wash my clothes, you see me clean. This doesn't mean ان انا my clothes didn't get dirty, but means ان انا I washed my clothes. If I don't wash my clothes at all, then yes, I have a not clean. In the same way, the saint is a person who is taking the managiel, his spiritual life, seriously, in dedication and commitment, and lives a life of repentance. So every time he falls, he repents and washes his life in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the tears of repentance. This is the only requirement to be in this class or to be, you know, candid for service. And it can have commitment and living the life of repentance. Like, and if you don't care about your spiritual life, and if you take your spiritual life not seriously, you cannot be a servant. You cannot. If you are not working on your own repentance, you cannot be a servant. But, and let me tell you, if we choose our servants from among the saints, we will have a wonderful service. But if we choose the servants from people who don't take their spiritual life seriously and who are not living the life of repentance, we anticipate many problems and divisions in the church. And certain here, not only Sunday school servant, anything in the church. Al-Arabi, how we choose a servant to serve in the Arabi. You know, in any committee. And the difference between the churches that have peace in the church and the churches that have a lot of division in the church is in the some people don't choose, or some churches don't choose their servants from among the saints who are taking their spiritual life seriously. I don't care to servants, مثلا, many مثلا هم يعني I play like them or my friend or my, you know, the rich people or whatever. So there is a lot here of some favoritism. عشان كده start to make a lot of problems and divisions later on. But if we choose the servants from the saints, even if there is a conflict happen, it will be resolved very easy, because everybody is taking his spiritual life seriously. He cannot go to sleep while he is holding grudges in his heart. He cannot, if you are taking your spiritual life seriously, you cannot do this. So, and that's why St. Paul emphasizes this point. And to equip the saints, again, عشان تختار خادم لابد تختاره من صفوف القديسين, صفوف العابدين, الناس اللي هي بتخدم عايشة حياة روحية بأمانة. بالطريقة دي, we don't anticipate any problems or divisions. دي أول نقطة كلير ليا.
ممكن لكل لما هنجي لو
سيرفر اوكي هما الاثنين بيجوا مع بعض بالك يعني السيرفر نفسه برضه بيدك صلاه ريبنتنس بالك سو تيجي لكن لو هو is not working on this in the life of repentance seriously he cannot be a servant and he cannot be a servant if you choose him as a servant and he's not serious, he cannot be serious. Oh, that makes me. شوف لو هو ما عندوش كوميتمنت هي ناجحه مع مين؟ مع اللي عنده التزام. لكن لو انا جبتك قلت لك تعالى امسك الخدمه الفلانيه وانت جايب عليك قلت لك امسك الخدمه الفلانيه وانت ما عندكش التزام ما عندكش جديه مش تمسك. فهنا الكي بوينت هي جديه. هو لو جت هيبقى جت في الخدمه وجت في حياتك الاثنين مع بعض. يعني ربنا لما اختار حضرتك ربنا لما اختار بطرس وبولس سوري بطرس واندراوس ويوحنا ويعقوب ما كانوش من القادة الدينيين بتوع شعب بني اسرائيل كانت ناس بسط لكن ربنا بص في قلبهم لقى عندهم استعداد يعني اختار لاوي لاوي ده كان عشار يعني كان انسان خاطي فانا لما اقول سنت مش معناه ان بقول واحد بيعمل معجزات انا بتكلم هنا على الاستعداد ليه ربنا نداء للبعث أنا مصدق كل حاجة. فده قال لي ده سيريس، ربنا قال له ده دعني. If he wasn't serious enough, he wouldn't leave everything. عشان كده يعني أنا استرت أقول الأول who is the saint. Saint الإنسان سيريس في حياته الروحية. Just have the will and the determination to live with him. I wrote saint here يعني هنا بين 12 equation فأكيد مثلا he has to live 10 years as a saint and then to be qualified. No, I'm not saying this. Between this and this can be, you know, a moment. You know, زي ما حصل مع لاوي. يعني he is dedicated, determined, so he is a saint by his will to live with God and he was chosen to be a servant at this one. معايا؟ David was.
دي فكرة كويسة ان احنا يجيب الولاد مثلا ويديها خدمه معينه، ودي فكره بتنجح، ممكن بتكون بتنجح لبعض الوقت او لحين، لكن بيبقى ليها حاله ارتداد خطيره جدا على الفرد وعلى الجماعه. من جهه الفرد بينتابه الكبرياء، خدت بالك، وبيبقى ولد صغير، واحنا لامسين هذه الامور لان طوائف كتير عندنا في بلادنا. يجيب ولد يا سيدنا في ثالثه اعدادي يقود اجتماع، يقود اجتماع، الولد يا حبيبي معرض لضربات كتيره لان لسه لم ينضج. هو انا اجيب واحد عشان اموته واهلكه، ولا اجيب واحد ان انا اربيه تربيه مسيحيه فيها روح الاستمراريه؟ مغزى الكنيسه القبطيه عندنا في الخدمه ان انا بخليك تستمر عن حب وعن اقتطاع وعن اقتناع، زي ما قال سيدنا لاوي او بطرس، دول ناس ربنا نظر للقلب بتاعه، خدت بالك؟ وطالما الولد اعلمه ازاي يسلم قلبه لربنا يبقى هناك في استمراريه في الخدمه. لكن انا ما افرحش يا سيدنا ان انا اجيب ولد واثنين وثلاثه وشاب واثنين وثلاثه ويقف يقودوا تلاميذ ويقودوا الاطار ويعملوا مش عارف ايه ومدري ايه، البطل والذات والانا والولد. نعم، انت حضرتك بتقول ايه؟ بتقول دي فكره كويسه وناجحه.
ممكن يكون الخدمه اللي يعملها هو اللي يكتب كتب بعض الاجتماع، في ناس بتعمل خدمه. ففي ناس، انا شفت الكنايس، انا شفت الكنايس، واحد مسؤول عن المولع بجد صدقني خير،
ده كويس،
بس هو مجرد يقول قبل الاجتماع تولع النور.
بص يا حسام، انا بتكلم
هو في شخص ان هو في نفسه حاسس ان هو مسؤول عن كده، وان لو
كويس الكلام ده كويس كويس كويس، لكن انا بتكلم على جزئيه معينه، خدت بال حضرتك؟ ممكن نتعرض لها واحنا هنا في امريكا، خدت بالك؟ لان الكنيسه واحده كلها، سواء هنا او في مصر، ممكن تتعرض لها. فيعني هو على اساس ان احنا زي ما انت بتقول ان انا اشبع بالمسيح، املا قلبه بالمسيح، فيبقى ده فعلا هيعرف ربنا معرفه مظبوطه لسيدنا، يبقى في حاله استمراريه. لكن انا بخاف من ايه؟ انا بخاف من الولد اللي بيتعالى مره واحده وبعدين ينزل هاوي بقى بعد يبقى على طول ده يتلم على طول وفرع على كده ما يتلمش، واول ما يسور على الكنيسه نفسها ويلوم الكنيسه
الحاليه.
البواجي اللي احنا بنعاني منها مناسبه
ولكن انا بقول لسه الرسول، احنا بقول لسه الرسول قال شوف جوز سوي عشان سي جوز ريفرس سوي، يعني الكلام ده it's not my theory how to do the service. This is the word of St. Paul. So St. Paul says should go this way. عشان كي عشان سي should go this way. You know. وتبقى على طبعا ما هو ده اللي ربنا بيدي هنا، يعني هو ربنا he is equipping through the gifts, he is the one who is equipping his work. لا لا لا، الجيفس هي ايه؟ As St. Paul said, as St. Peter said, as each one has received a gift, ministered to one another, as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. So, I know, you remember it? Yeah. Each one of us has received the gift of Morocco. Each one. Nobody can say, no, I don't have gift. Maybe you have a little gift, you have one talent, and other person has five talents, other person has 10 talents. You know? في البكسيس بتاع امبارح، بكسيس امبارح اتكلم على واحده in the book of Acts has had a very little gift طبيصه، but she used this very gift. عارفين الجيفت بتاع الطبيصه؟ تشتغل بالابن. دي ثينك ان انت واحده تعرف تشتغل بالابن كده، تعمل ملابس بروفات هدوم مش عارف ايه. سجلت سجلت مره هي استخدمت she wasn't you know a preacher or she doesn't know how to teach or to write letters or to evangelize or to say sermons. She doesn't know, didn't know any of this thing. All what she knew had to work with need. So she used this gift to help the poor and the needy. The Bible described her and said she was full of good deeds. ولك وكانت ممتلئة أعمالا صالحة وإحسانا. فلك لما ماتت جنب الأرامل all the way yeah, with poor came to Peter show him what she was doing. ف each one has a gift from them. يعني ممكن يكون الجفت دي حاجة سيمبل زي ما كنا بنشتغل كده. عشان كده سان بيتر يقول as each one has received a gift minister it to one another. يعني use it to serve your brethren. As good steward, كوكيل أمين on the manifold grace of God على مواهب الله المتنوعة. يعني ربنا ده الجفت دي and you are a steward. You are وكيل ربنا. And you have to minister it to your brethren. Amen.
Could that be spiritual gift? Like a everything in the hand of God.
دي مش gifts، دي fruits. في فرق بين الفروتس والgifts.
ما
أنا بفرق بين الفروتس والgifts. الفروت دي محتاجة. هي it's given from God to us، بس محتاجة جهد مننا. We need to ask and work for both. To ask and to work for it. مش كده مثلا يقول لك ثمر الروح، ثمر الروح المحبة. But المحبة في وسط يقول لك أحب. So you need in it to do this first and then God will pour it into your heart. لكن the gifts you give it from God and you have
like that.
Yeah, without you doing anything. Intelligence. أو زي ما هو الروح. فهنا سنقول بقى قول إن ربنا فيه give us give the church gifts give each one of you gifts and these gifts we should use it to equip to prepare the saints for the work of ministry. مش كده هنتكلم مع الساينس ثاني نقطة هنتكلم عليها ما فيكش equipping مش معاك. أنا بتكلم على كلمة equipping والباقي بتكلم عليها مرة ثانية. أنا بتكلم على كلمة equipping. Equipping has four things. These four items, احنا we learned them from the Lord Jesus Christ. How he equipped the 12 disciples for the work of ministry. The first thing is direct teaching. In Hoba, he was teaching the disciples. And there are many speeches was specifically for the disciples. And St. Peter once told him, did you say this parable to us or to the Lord? This means there are special words were for the disciples only, and there are other words were for everybody. شكرا مثلا ربنا لهم for you it is given to know the mysteries, of the kingdom of God. أمر الباقين فرميعهم. For you, لكم أعطينا تعرف على السرار من المطلق. مثلا, we read in the 40 days between the resurrection and the ascension. In the Lord, the first شاف البوك اكس فلقطه ذا ميني ميني ثينكس اباوت ذا ميستريز اوف ذا كينجدوم اوف ايرث اند وات وي نو اكشلي هي ديد ريبورت ذيس تو اس. فالدايركت تيتشنج وده يبين أهمية إن إحنا as servants we need to have our class to edify and to equip ourselves to build ourselves. لما كان حسن بالكلمة we need to have class for us to learn and study, you know, our doctrines, our theology, our rituals, Bible study, church history, spirituality and ministry. All these things we need to educate ourselves and build ourselves in this area. دي أول نقطة. النقطة الثانية كان teaching by example. عرفت ايه زي مثلا كان عندنا في كلية الطب وفي اغلب الكليات يديك مثلا يأتند ليكتشر about in surgery يقول لك مثلا how to do insectomy 1 2 3 4 5 6 6 steps بعدين يقول لك you need to go back للسيرجري روم and to watch and to see it. بالك it is not enough just to hear it, but you need to watch. The Lord Jesus Christ used to take the disciples with him. And they saw him preaching, healing the people, comforting them, solving their problems. And they learned from his example. And now we have a class, pre-servant class, while preparing youth to be servant, we need to, assign each one of them to one of the servants. And this servant like be his mentor. And this student or this pre-servant student should learn from the example of the servant. ممكن يبقى في rotation between servants. عشان to learn from everybody. But we as servants also, we need to equip ourselves through example. And you need to be like, you know, Saint Anthony in the beginning of his monastic life, he was like a bee, flying from one flower to flower, you know, and learning from this patience, learning from this compassion, learning from this kindness, learning from this wisdom. And you should be like this, to learn from the examples of the other, learn from the example of other servants. And if it's service, Michael Kinesi. So, so-and-so, he is committed, dedicated. Let me learn this virtue from him. Learn this virtue from Abuna. Learn this virtue from this servant. Or, مثلاً, the Abuna Shay Kamel. You read, مثلاً, his life and learn from his example how he used to serve. So you need to teach yourself also and to educate yourself, not just by the direct teaching, but by the example of others, and try to see what is good in the other servants and to implement it in your own personal life. Unfortunately, me and the servants are very good in criticizing other servants and know what's bad about them. But this is not what we should do. What we should do is to learn what is good about others. And between, كل واحد فيكم, I'm sure every one of you has a very good virtue. And your eyes should be open to these virtues in one another and learn from this. Learn from one his humbleness, from other his love, from other his generosity. From third, his patience, from other, his compassion, his kindness. But at the end, you are teaching yourself from the examples of others. This is the second method. The third method is participation under direct supervision. Then if I go to the example of the medical school, sometimes it's like, if you are a student in medical school, you're like, خش وستارت مثلا اعمل examination او do يعني help في surgery and you are helping or participating and there is diet supervision how to supervise you and help you and guide you because learning by hearing and learning by example is not enough without participation you need to participate but in the beginning when you participate you need to participate under supervision. Ida? في السيرفيس يعني مثلا المثال لو انت عندك فصل اعداد قدام تيجي تقول للولاد هم لسه ما بقوش قدام رسمي تقول الاسبوع الجاي انا عايزك تحضر الدرس فيحضر الدرس والخدم الكبير وقعد يسمع او تقول له تعالى احنا هننزل افتقاد انت اللي هتقوم بالدور الاساسي في الافتقاد وانا جاست واتشنج وتدخل تنزل معاه افتقاد تخليه هو يفتقد وانت جاست سوبرفايزر طبعا انا ام يوزنج ستيل سوبرفيجن لكن في الكنيسه بنسميه سبيريتشوال دايركشن ان اور سبيريتشوال جايدنس هو بيرشد الروح ف يبقى في ارشاد روح وتحت عينك انك بترشده وتشوف what he's doing. The Lord did this several times. يعني he wants to teach the disciples exactly in organization and order. So في الملك بتاع feeding the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish قال لهم make the multitude sit in groups of 50. وخلاهم يبارتسبيت under his supervision. وبعدين he gives the disciples and the disciples gives the multitude. علشان كده سان بول when he heard about this man كلام ان الهنا الهنا نظام مش في التشويش. How they learn it? Because God made them participate with him. And he did under his supervision. بالكم. نحن نجيب الولاد نقول لهم يلا اختموا بدون without preparing them. But it's very important to prepare them through direct teaching, through the example, and through participation under direct supervision. زي ما كنت بقول لكم مثلا احنا كخدام لما نيجي مثلا نكون في اجتماع الخدام كل واحد منكم يحضر مره ويقول مثلا هنا بيكون قاعد ويتابعه. It is participation under supervision. يعني انا كنت بقول لكم انا جربت الحكايه دي في دالاس لما كنت بخدم في دالاس كان الخدام اللي معايا دلوقتي في 4 منهم بقوا كهنه وكانوا من الخدام اللي احنا بنخليهم يجوا في اجتماع الخدام ويقولوا موضوعات ويتدربوا وكده كان منهم ابونا شنوندا وابونا ايليا وابونا بطرس وابونا موسى كانوا كلهم خدام معانا في دالاس وقتها كانوا هم خدام ولكن في نفس الوقت بيخدموا في اجتماع الخدام ونجربهم يمكن ما كانش فيهم ناس قالوا عظات قبل كده في حياتهم لكن ده تعلموه زي يقولوا عظات في اجتماع الخدام ودي كان ربنا بقى preparing them to be priest in the future. طبعا at this time ما كانش any plan in my mind I'm gonna be a bishop here because these people will be but just it is participation under supervision for their spiritual growth but again in God's plan it was preparing them for something else so احنا محتاجين ان احنا برضو to participate ويكون في spiritual growth يا ريت كنت بحضر معانا علشان لو في معظم ملاحظات تقولها من الاخر. ما نبقاش very resistant or very defensive في الملاحظات. لما يجي واحد مسنيك يقول لك ملحوظه، ممكن الملاحظات دي تكون من خدام قدامك او قدام زمايلك اللي في الكنيسه. يعني مش لازم ليه واحد يقول لك يا اخ فلان خلي بالك من الملحوظه دي. Don't be so defensive. No. انت misunderstand me. I meant so and so. You are not going to learn if you are so defensive. The last point in equipping the servant, their participation under indirect supervision. We look at indirect supervision. Pharaoh the Gospel of St. Luke will like him. And when the disciples had returned, they told him about what they did. ولما رجع الرسل حدثوا بما فعل. بمعنى ايه؟ The Lord sent the 12 sent the 7 to do some sort of ministry. And he wasn't attending with them. But when they returned, they brought a report for him. This report, what we call this indirect supervision. He wasn't supervising them on the scene, but they brought a report. كان كتير من الخدام يبقوا متضايقين مثلا نقول له تعالى اديني تقرير عن الخدمة. قال له سيدنا ما بيثقش فينا، يعني اديني تقرير عن الخدمة. لا طبعا. هي دي روح الخدمة. يقول لك ايه؟ ولما رجع السبعون قالوا له أنا هو سيبني وتلمت كانوا فيري هابي. قالوا له even the demons are submitted to us. يعني حتى الشياطين تخضع لنا باسمه. So the Lord, يعني أول confirmed this, قال لهم I saw the devil falling from heaven, رأي الشمس خدم السماء. ويبقى لهم إيه؟ ابتدى to correct something in their perception. No, but don't rejoice that the demons are submitted to you. But rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. قال لهم ما تفرحوش بين الشياطين تخضع لكم. حاجة تفرح الخادم إني اسم مكتوب في اسم الغزان. فوقي كي خادم مثلا يقعد مع هنا يقول لك هنا أنا مبسوط قوي حصل كذا وكذا 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 والبلاد جت ومش عارف إيه. فأقول له لا أنت حاجة ما تفرحكش. هو عشان العدد ده يتعب. إنما اللي يفرحك اسمك مكتوب في ملكوت السماوات. And we need to do this. We need to take report for Abuna, for my spiritual father, my official father. I tell him, that's what I did. And I listened to his direction, to his advice, to his guidance. Remember? This is how I equip myself and I grow and correct myself. But again, don't be defensive. لما يجي ابونا to correct you or give you an advice, don't be on the defensive side. Because if you are on the defensive side, you will never learn anything. لكن when you accept ال correctness when ابونا قال لك no this right and this wrong, that's how we're gonna learn and this how you will grow. برضو again زي ما قلت لكم these formulas are applied in everything. احنا تلاقي واحد بيسيبوه لما في الكلية كان يخش حواليه يعمل عمليات بعدين لما يخرج شوية كومبليكيشن لما أي حاجات يجو يسأل البروفيسور ده حصل معايا what's your advice and he gives you So, لما نتكلم بقى على whipping, unfortunately in the mind of many people, في صوت عباد الخطيات, the free sermon classes, is just to teach them church history and dogmatic theology and ritual theology and spiritual ministry. And if he attended 3 years program, then he is qualified to be a servant. No. That's only 1/4 of the equipping. For the full equipment, we need to follow these 4 steps. And not only just to be servant, but we as a servant, في حاجة هنا بيسموها continuing education. And this is true for the servant too. But we need from day to day to grow in these 4 things. Because nobody knows everything about the church. And we need to continue learning through the example. We need to continue serve under the supervision of our spiritual fathers, and also we need to bring reports to our spiritual fathers. فنتكلم على سنت ويكوبينج. طبعا زي ما كان الدكتور مجدي قال طبعا انا حطيت ده في التوب اللي هو ده ربنا بدون رنا ما تفهمش شيء. So when we're doing all this, we should keep direct contact مع ربنا through prayer. لأن بدونه we cannot achieve anything. So again here it's a part of the equipment. And that your personal life is God. You can have PhD in theology, but if you don't have spiritual life, then speech be available. It's just knowledge. عشان كده the true theologian, according to the Orthodox definition, is not the one who can understand theology, but is the one who worships God in meekness and humble. يعني في الكنيسة الأرثوذكسية نقول مين هو اللاهوت الحقيقي؟ هو الإنسان العاقل. الإنسان المصلي هو ده اللاهوت الحقيقي، مش اللي دارس فروع اللاهوت. لأن أنت ممكن يبقى عندك معلومات في كل أنواع اللاهوت. في ناس اكشلي يعني اساتذه علماء في علم اللاهوت يعني بيتكلموا فاتريك لابريك لو بيشرب سيجاره لكن اساتذه جون قال كده مش عارف واخد بالك هي هاز ذا نولج بس هي دوزنت هاف ذا سبيريت فعلى حد فاللاهوت الحقيقي هو الانسان الذي يحرك يحرك صدق الكلمه عشان كده you can equip yourself for all this but if you don't have personal contact with God يبقى انت يجدين do anything حاضر
لا
The quick fruit is not a sign of successful ministry and the late fruit. عشان كده في تلاقي في الكتاب بيقول لك الثمر المبكر والمتاخر. في فروت تيجي بعد وفي فروت تيجي متاخره. ربنا قال للرسل قال لهم كلمه عجيبه قوي. قال لهم ايه؟ اخرين تعبوا وانتم تعبتم دخلتم على تعبهم لتحصدوا ما لم تتعبوا فيه. يعني اقول لك مثلا زي ايه؟ زي مثلا يكون خادم مسك فصل ثانوي ده وخدم معاه تعب قاد ورا وبعد كده قال ما لقيش كويس وهو خدمه بكل امان وبعدين خدم ده يسيب الفصل يروح فصل ثاني يخدم تاني ويبتدي الخادم تاني يفتقد الولاد في النتيجه الناس تفتكر ان هو الخادم الجديد ده هو اللي جاب واكشلي ممكن دموع الخادم اللي قبل كده هو بتاعك وهيئ الارض وجي الخادم الجديد ده دخل ليحصد يعني كان اريد بقى خلاص فوز الحقول زي ما ربنا قال لهم ابيضت الحصاد انا ارسلتكم لتحصدوا ما لا تتعبوا فانا بقول الحته دي ليه؟ لان كتير if we as a servant try to evaluate the service by the fruits it is very misleading very misleading but we need to evaluate and to examine ourselves through the faithfulness, the dedication, the commitment, the seriousness. والفروض دي فتنة لأنه زي بقولك ممكن أنا I do a lot of work will servant who comes after me he will reap the fruit so and it can happen with me I can reap fruits بخبرك إن أنا I didn't labor
how to get that frustration about sitting the board
and حسقيال قال لك حسقيال قال لك إيه لو انت قلت للشرير يا شرير وانذرت الشرير وقلت له الشرير ارجع عن طريقه ولم يرجع عن طريقه خلاص انت خلصت نفسك لان we cannot save all the people the Lord couldn't save Jews لكن انت بقى المفروض احنا نوري الوقت او الرسالة قال لك لو لم تنذر الشرير فهو يموت باسمه ومن يده اطلب دمه فعشان كده it is our responsibility نحن to work and to try to get the people into God but if they didn't listen you know actually أنا I saved my hands from his blood right. you understand now yeah ربنا قال له if you warned the wicked and he didn't listen and he died in his sin so he dies in his sin, but you saved yourself because you were with him. But if you didn't warn him at all, he would die in his sin, but his blood I will request from your hand, because you didn't warn him. And if we are faithful and committed and serious, we'll try to get everybody to God. It's about your responsibility. Yani, if you are called by God to warn and to be certain, then you can do this. Yani, so if you are in a church of a class, this is your responsibility. But then if you are مثلا, a church of a family, this is your responsibility within the family. With other peoples, you can deal with them based on how much they accept you or they will listen to you. If you have a friend, close friend, he will listen to you, you can, you know, try to bring him back. Well, and this way lead to this, and this way leads to life. So what can I choose? It depends how much. But you are in a charge, if you are in charge of somebody like a family or like a class, then it is your responsibility. I'm in the church of this diocese. I'm not, I don't go in Australia try to warn people there because they are not in my diocese. But of course, if I met somebody and we start to talk, if God put somebody in my way, I will try to, you know.